Okay, so the next poet here is a guy that I can't say anything about him because whatever I say, he'll kind of deconstruct it and twist it and do all kinds of things. One of the most unique minds around, Paul Friesen.
Much brighter crowd than I thought at first. They were listening and everything. Wow. Weird. Okay, so what I thought I would do tonight, I like experimenting. And what I thought I would do is use a piece from last night's slam. That was stupid.
And time.
What? There's
your time started.
There's time here too? What the fuck? Jeez, follows me everywhere. If I had more time, I would get a restraining order, but who has the time? So I did. Wrote this piece for last night at the King's Head, and sort of ran out of time to really do what I wanted to do. Yeah. And so what I wound up doing is lengthening it tonight, making it longer. That's easier to say. And so I did that just out there on the deck, and so this is what happened. So there will be kind of an element of time travel. I know everybody's a little bit fuzzy about time travel. It's kind of, oh, he's going to talk about time travel. Oh, great! Someday you'll get into it. So anywho, I participated in that slam. I always say I participated. I never use the C word because no one gets any competition from me. The only thing you have to know to fully appreciate this, well, half appreciate it, there's no fully appreciating it about it, is that the featured poet was Duncan Mercredi. So that was very cool. And it occurred to me afterwards, he read this poem called Red City, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that he had a poem called Red City when I wrote this. So there's that. Okay, so just pretend. No, don't pretend anything. I don't want you to hurt yourselves. Okay, so yesterday, am I here to kill it? Like red rum? No, red broom. So as I swept the very floor that I walk, of the place that my very occupancy remodels as a hovel, I noticed my broom had picked up a worm. At the risk of creeping anyone out, like the Tierenfreund that ich bin. Oh, God, I'm so German, if only to rhyme with a vermin, because worms are vermis, even while simultaneously squirming. I correctly identified it as the kind I should lend my ear to, and resumed brandishing my red instrument of eeny meeniality with a more beetled brow to the strains of "While my guitar gently sweeps." And then I thought, as I swept my own true grit into the matching red pan, to sweep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rubric in ruby and Freudian slippers. There's no place like poem. There's no place like poem. But then, right at the 30 seconds warning, I had to pee, which serendipitously supplied the opportunity to joke with Tai Poo about getting a time penalty even while I'm at the urinal. Was that my bladder ticking? It really did feel like a pressure cooker. And punning ensued, as it often does with Tai Poo, in the penile code of our common punnilingus. What? And the inside joke that he and I share, like the time we swept together. Then I got back to my table and to sweeping myself off my feet with my pen, perhaps even putting the audience to sweep.